Greetings, you're listening to Rebels Remembered, featuring Caitlin DeFord and Kelsey DeFord.
Greetings, travelers across the galaxy. I am Caitlin.
I am Kelsey.
And this is Rebels Remembered, and this week we are discussing Season 3, Episode 17, Through Imperial Eyes. This episode aired on February 25th, 2017. Synopsis reads, fearing that the identity of a rebel spy will soon be discovered by the Empire, the rebels launch a plan to rescue him before he is caught. This is written by Nicole Dubbuck and Henry Gilroy, two of my favorite writers, and directed by Saw Ruiz.
Alrighty, some trivia here. So, early planning in this episode, there was conversation about doing the whole thing from a first-person perspective, but such an approach would end up being far more complicated than production schedule will allow.
So, like, the opening shot of, like, Kallus, everything's from his point of view, which I thought was really cool.
We've ever really seen a first-person perspective. I could be wrong. Have we seen a first-person perspective in the show yet?
Well, I know last episode we saw kind of one with when Gar Saxon's jetpack was blown
up.
And when he was, as he was falling, it kind of went,
followed his eye line.
His eye line, but yeah. Never all, like, thoroughly like this.
Yeah. I think it works better as an intro, and I do like how we get the reveal that it is Kallus that we're, the point of view that we're seeing. It was kind of spoiled for me because somehow or another I knew that it was going to be about Kallus, and so I was like, is it Kallus? The first time I watched it in Panda, I was like, yay! but it makes sense why you couldn't do that on the schedule.
Yeah, obviously, yeah.
Wolf Ullaren returns to Star Wars Animation, voiced by Tom Kane, who played him in Star Wars The Clone Wars. Tom Kane also does several voices in The Clone Wars. I believe Yoda as well.
Yeah, he's Yoda as well.
Also just an awesome voice actor. Ullaren is based off an officer seen present in the conference room aboard the Death Star in Star Wars A New Hope. Did not know that. I have to look back and see if we can spot Ullaren's twin. trophies in Grand Admiral Thrawn's collection include the Holy Grail from Indiana Jones, The Last Crusade. This is from StarWars.com, so I mean, you know, I have to, you know, see it as this is gospel for them. it also includes Hera's Kalachori, unfortunately, an ornate old lightsaber, panpipes, a clone commander helmet, a bust of an Benino alien, I'm not sure, and a pair of lizard statues that resemble the Yasamiri of legend storytelling. The Yasamiri is, like, I don't know if I'm saying it right, but it's very known to Thrawn's character. In fact, I think there's either one episode, either forthcoming, or maybe in this, I can't remember, where I remember talking about, like, you can see the lizard shape on his specific ship. It's sort of like a calling code for
him. What's so important about these lizards, though?
I don't know. I can't remember if they're on his home planet. Like, he does have some kind of connection to them.
Oh, okay.
I just don't know what that is. Thrawn fans probably know.
Yeah, obviously. I'm sure they do.
There's a Thrawn fan out there that's, like, pulling their hair out. It's this!
Yeah.
And I just don't know. Alrighty, so we got the trivia out of the way, and we're going to do something different. We're going to switch it up. We're going to do our episode activity.
Okay.
Inside the mind of a double agent.
Ooh, so you're better at names than I am.
Okay, so I have questions here that you have to answer as if you were Kallus, and the way they are written, it does seem like it's coming from something he would say, sort of first person. But, fun thing, I didn't do all the questions this way because we have time that we're on. So I have recovered, so high tech guys, an Imperial Security Bureau report.
Ooh.
And it's from Lothal. It's from the Outer Rim. I don't know how we got this. This is a historical document from the galaxy far, far away. And this is from Lothal, and it's confidential. And it is an insurgency report on counterinsurgency operations. Agent Kallus does work for the Imperial Security Bureau. And the way that they're described is they're sort of like the intelligence police.
Okay.
Sort of like maybe a little bit the Gestapo kind of thing. Doing all their policey, shady stuff. Okay, so we have what looks like a normal report. We've got an executive summary. We've got a threat assessment. We have field notes.
Oh my gosh.
Somewhere in this report is the first question that we have to answer as Kallus.
What?
Now, I have a hint for you.
And you have a pen.
Okay.
So the hint that I have written down for the cipher. So it's ciphered inside this message, inside this report. The cipher is first letter, A, backwards Y.
Backwards Y.
A to Y. That's an arrow.
Okay.
A to Y. First letter.
What? You know me. I can't think. I'm not very good at riddles and stuff. Is it in the field notes, the threat assessment, and this?
Okay, it so it's, in the, it's throughout the executive summary, and it ends here.
Okay. And there's a cipher in this. So first...
First letter.
Okay. So would it be this B right here?
Correct.
Okay. A to Y. Do I go backwards? So would this be A?
Yep. Okay. This is called a Caesar cipher for people who don't know that.
T-D-I-D.
D-I-D. At what point D-I-D?
Did I stop B?
So at what point did I stop believing in the Empire and start believing in cell activities, which we know is the rebellion?
So it makes you wonder if Callus wrote this.
Maybe so. This is an insurgency report of Lothal, so he might have been the one that wrote it. Why is he leaving his personal journal in a report? I don't know. But yeah, what do you think? How do you think you would answer that as Callus?
At what point did I stop leaving the Empire?
Yeah.
When he realized, I think we've touched on this a little bit, when he realized that they were doing more harm than good. It took him a while to get there, though, because he was so used to... This is how things are done, just like any other Imperial would be, I think, is when he started seeing them for who they were.
And also, I think Zeb, too.
Yes.
Like, his heart-to-heart with Zeb on the planet of ice or whatever, I think was sort of like the final thing for him to start questioning it. Put that little seed in his mind of, they don't care about you. Which I think was obvious when he got back to the ship and like he's limping and no one just says, how are you doing? Everything all right? Yeah. You know, very methodical and logical as the Empire is, but also like start seeing when you get Thrawn involved and he doesn't care about civilian life at all. Mm-mm. It's about the bottom line. And if the bottom of the line means civilians must get killed, I think that's when he started to sort of shift. Okay, next question is, if you were in Callus's shoes, would you have the courage to betray your own side, or would you stay loyal no matter the cost? That's a hard question.
That is a hard question. I honestly, it's hard to put myself in Callus's shoes. I honestly would try to find some way to be discharged. But if I come out and say, I'm just not feeling it, sorry guys, they're going to see that as traitorous, and they're probably going to execute me because of the information that I do have.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
So that's difficult, but I would try some way to get myself discharged, whether for insubordination or something, just to get the heck out of there.
Yeah, same thing. I would be really terrified. and I know I hate when people think, oh, you're just a bystander because you won't stand up. Like, it's a lot easier to say that than it is to actually follow through with it.
I agree.
Okay, second question. First person through Callus is, can I still call myself Callus, or has Fulcrum replaced him completely?
Ooh, that's a good question. What is Callus's first name?
I don't know if we're ever given it. We're sort of given his rank.
I know it.
You know his first name?
Yeah, Alexander, I think, is his name.
What?
So maybe, it's spelled weirdly. Maybe I'm saying it wrong, but yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Alexander.
Huh.
But it's spelled like D-R or something like that. Hmm. So maybe he needs to start going by the first name basis, you know, like the other, you know, rebellious members, you know what I mean? Like,
I mean, that is kind of difficult though, because he's been known as Agent for so long.
Yeah.
And last name basis, but never first name. But also with the rebellion, he's only known as Fulcrum. So he doesn't really have an identity.
Yeah.
And all of the identity that he's known is directly tied to what he's running away from.
Yeah, but if we're speaking symbolically at this point, yes, he's Fulcrum at this point. And we get that at the very end with that beautiful line by Thrawn. Like, I hate Thrawn as much, you know, but he does have some zinger lines of, I think, Fulcrum will be more valuable to the Empire than Agent Callus ever was. Mm. And that's very eerie, but it's also kind of true. you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, we'll get into the episode in a minute, but it's a wonderful opportunity for Thrawn to exploit that.
Yeah.
And give him false information.
Yeah.
Next question. How do I reconcile the things I've done for the Empire with what I'm doing now?
Maybe, yeah, that's difficult. Because the stuff with the Lasats, you do see his remorse and guilt, kind of, in that little thing with Zeb. Also, he kind of reveals that, you know, he says he didn't know what the Empire was going to do to them, but it's hard. You can tell that Zeb's having a hard time believing that. But Callus, I think we're so quick to think that he's very one-dimensional and has no feelings over what he's done. And that episode was a huge reveal for me of seeing, oh, mm-hmm. no, he is affected by the things he's done for the Empire. So I don't think, unfortunately, you can't erase the past and the things you've done. Yeah. But maybe if I join the rebellion, I can at least help.
Hmm.
I can't erase it, but I can do more for good, I think.
That's a good point. I don't think I'm going to need to answer that one. You answered it so well. Next question. Do I serve the rebellion more effectively as a spy or as a defector? Hmm. That's an interesting question because I think for Callus, there's only two choices here. He's executed by the Empire. Or, I go with the rebellion and I do what? I'm sure that's crossed his mind. That's what capacity true. Do I serve beyond?
But think of the information he has.
I don't think he's thinking of that in that moment, though.
True.
In this moment, right here now, I don't think he's really thought about that.
Yeah.
So when Ezra comes to rescue me, he's like, why? So you can just warn me and leave? Like, you know, I don't think he was planning on just running, you know.
That's true.
Next question, last question. If I fall, will anyone know that I was trying to make things right?
That's a deep sentence right there. That is so sad. If Callus does bite it in the season, I don't think he's going to, but if he does, the rebels will know he tried.
Yeah. I mean, I think the answer to the question in a short version is yes, someone will know that you were trying to do right.
Yeah.
Now, the flip side of that is that to the Empire and all these connections to these planets that they have, you're going to be the poster boy of a traitor.
True.
You're going to be plastered everywhere on every holonet that you're this traitor.
Well, also, I know we're about to get into the episode, but also, I'm going to go ahead and leave with this. The character that we meet here, Colonel Yularen, is an old connection to Callus because he trained him at the academy. So it's kind of sad that, you know, you can tell this is someone that he admires and looks up to by the end of this episode when it's revealed that Thrawn knows it's Callus. There's a sense of, like, Yularen is unhappy, obviously, because that's one of his prized pupil. But think of how Callus feels.
Yeah. It's like this is someone that you know, respected a long, long time ago, and maybe you have been your mentor, and you're sort of going against them, which is just opposing sides of what you believe, you know? All right, well, with that, let's get into the episode. So we basically just got Ezra comes in. I don't know what accent he was using.
I don't know.
It sounds like a New Yorker type thing. He's got AP-5 and Chopper, and they're disguised as Imperial droids again. to basically warn Callus that, hey, they're on your trail. And I guess Ezra was just going to escape after that.
Yeah.
But until the mission becomes more urgent in that Callus is meanwhile being told, oh, Thrawn's about to figure out your base, where your base is. And him and Ezra have a heart-to-heart. A lot of trust involved. Callus has to know where that base is so that he can erase it from Thrawn's database and put in a new one. Now, while Callus didn't think that Thrawn was going to figure that out because he stares at that so much and he's so logical, he probably like, well, next day on my list, I'm going to stare at this chart of planets for the day, in the next 2 hours. But yeah, that's kind of do what they have to do. We do get to see Callus and his ingenuity at being a spy. The whole thing with him setting up lists, switching out cylinders, making him follow Price, making him attack Price, and then come out like he's the hero. Like, I just love it.
I remember watching this episode, I was like, wow, he's actually, like, I thought he would panic, but he's actually thinking everything through. Like, oh, that you've heard there's a spy in our ranks. Okay, I'm just going to blame it on this guy. Like, the way he was so quick with it really surprised me. I don't know why, but...
Yeah, I mean, I was expecting him to think on the fly, but not that quickly.
Yeah. And then even when he takes Ezra into the Thrawn's office and is like, erase that planet and put in... I was like, I didn't even think of that.
I didn't either. Like, because if he erases it, I mean, it's...
Uh-huh.
I mean, always that planet's gone. But yeah.
But also, he reprograms the droids.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
And to attack Thrawn. Also, I don't know how... He must be like a tech genius secretly or something.
Yeah.
He also makes it to where he can't just say that code phrase to deactivate him.
Yeah.
So, props to Kallus throughout this entire episode.
A lot of, like, quick thinking and a lot of technological skills are involved here.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Showing Thrawn's physicality. We have that scene, which I was kind of creeped out by. A lot of women were, like... thirsting after Thrawn?
I remember when this episode aired, and there were so many tweets about his arms and stuff. And, like,
I was
fighting.
More, like, concerned that you got called to this dude's office, and the first thing you see is him taking out these assassin droids that we just saw not too long ago with Zeb struggling with.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh God. Oh, God.
Yeah, and he's just fighting, like, fisticuffs. I don't think he has a weapon. I think he literally it's just him, I'm like... That's a strong dude. I think I mentioned this off pod. This shows, like, you think he's just got it up here.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, I don't want to, like, make another thirst tweet here, is the full package, to pun a phrase. Yeah. Like, he's got the brains, but he's also apparently buff.
Yeah, I did not know that until he took off the sleeves. Who knew? He works out. We've got Kanan and Rex, once again, dressed as stormtroopers, trying to rescue Ezra. And they think it's going to be Kallus is going to join them.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, Kallus is like, I can do more good here. Which is a lot of sacrifice to make, knowing that you're about to be caught and found out. As they just warned him, and he chooses to stay behind.
Speaking of Kanan and Rex, I have a little point here. When they get... To they had to get the clearance codes, obviously, to get to Thrawn's ship, and they had to get it from A.B. Aventalbert. But anyway, when they land, and Kanan doesn't even get a chance to do his little Jedi mind thing, because Price is like, shoot them.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, wow, this woman is not someone to be trifled with.
he couldn't even get a word out. He was stunned. I was like, oh my gosh. Yeah, I don't mess with her. Mm.
When they actually get to Thrawn's map and they add another planet in its place, my question is, what do you think here? Why didn't Kallus think that part through? You're not going to think that Kallus is going to know something has changed in this map?
You mean Thrawn?
Thrawn is going to know that something has changed.
Yeah, that was my only thing, but the other point is what else do? We let him find it, you know?
Oh, that's true.
But it did, I think, outed him, because there's only so much security clearance that they have to get to that office, and so that narrows the field even further. Okay, who has access?
Yeah.
He blames it on List, because, geniusly, List is the last person to use it, because he had the gold cylinder.
Yeah.
Poor
List.
But... I don't really care about Liz. He treated Sumar so bad.
Oh, you're right. You're
that
right.
I don't care. I love Liam O'Brien, who voices him, but did not care for Liz. Yeah, that's my only thing. Like, two things about it. The episode is like, didn't he think about that? But it was just very, like, I mean, he had a lot going on. There was a lot going on.
Yeah.
The other thing that I would ding it on is, like, how do they not know that's Ezra Bridger?
Yeah.
Even Kallus is like, what are you doing? And he's like, aren't you lucky that not everyone knows me? Or, like, something like that.
Oh, he says, Kallus is like, what the heck are you doing here? Don't you think someone will see you? And Ezra's response is, well, they barely recognize me now. So maybe it's because his hair's been cut. I don't know,
I guess. I don't know. I was kind of, like, blown
but
away.
That kind of, to me, throws off the episode where they sent Sabine in instead of Ezra. To the academy.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, and they're like, you're too recognizable.
They're too recognizable. But apparently not to Thrawn's ship. Like, the Grand Admiral. No one really knows who Ezra Bridger is. We don't know who that is. That was sort of what I kind of deemed on. That and, like, the Ghost crew is well known.
Yeah.
Thrawn's searching for him. They've got the Ghost in a training simulation that we saw. So I had a hard time believing that they didn't know who Ezra
That's was. True.
But I don't know who else she could have sent.
Yeah. I also think it's interesting that, because Thrawn never gets to see the prisoner. It's Ezra. He only sees his helmet when he makes the deduction yep. that it is Ezra because of the little Lothgat
yes. on the helmet. So, yeah, the whole thing is, like, he figures out it's Kallus. Like, I think he always kind of knew, just adding up the pieces.
Yeah.
But that was like, okay, if Yularen's like, wait, if he knew it was Ezra Bridger, why didn't he say something? Because he's had encounters with him before.
Right.
Da-da. Well, here's your spy. So is it Sabine's fault? That's the question. If she had not painted that Lothcat on there, would he have known who Kallus was the spy? I think he would have. I think it he just helped it along.
Because the pieces just fit. Like, I think Yularen or Pross says that the pieces fit too well. Mm-hmm. It seems like it was very wrapped up
very quickly
and with a bow on top.
With List being the traitor.
Yeah. Yeah. And obviously the poor dude doesn't know what's going on. So I'm pretty sure they're not going to get any far with him confessing.
Yeah, and plus, I mean, he'll probably say, like, Kallus told me to follow Price and there's your another connection.
Yep.
So even if you can say, well, he's just a traitor, we're not going to believe him. I think Thrawn determine every single piece of evidence.
Yeah.
Other than, you know, Price probably wouldn't. Like, don't listen to him. Don't listen to anything he says because he's the traitor because she's just so sort of blinded by.
Yeah.
I don't know what you call it.
She's pretty, she's got some anger. She got some rage, I think.
She got some anger issues.
Go ahead. I like the scene in the office where, but when Ezra's hiding behind that mural, I was so just freaked out.
There's a lot of tension in this episode, and it's done very, very well. Like, you have, like, oh no, is Kallus gonna be found out? Oh no, is Ezra gonna be found out? And, like, it's written, and the pacing is very well, but also, like, some of the shots, like, so creepy to see Ezra hiding behind the chair, and you just see Thrawn in the background.
Yeah, and especially when Thrawn's fighting the droids, and he bumps one into the mural, and Ezra's kind of like that, and you see it tip, and you're like, don't fall over.
A lot of ooh moments.
Yeah.
And I have to give a shout out to Kylie, who said Ezra ate in that, her exact words, Ezra ate in the officer uniform.
I mean, if you look at him, I know it's wrong, because, like, I'm 30, and he's a child, essentially, yeah. But he looked very nice in that Imperial uniform.
He cleaned up good. Yeah, cleaned up good from the bounty hunter disguise to that.
Yeah, I need a what-if series now of all the ghost crew in Imperial outfits, please.
Please, someone make a fan art of that. What did you rate this episode?
I gave it a 7.
Okay.
I thought the pacing was lacking just a tad, but overall, I love the Thrawn and Kallus side plot in this season. It's one of my absolute favorite parts of this season. And I also like that it's called Through Imperial Eyes, but for most of this episode, we're with the Imperials. I mean, Ezra shows up, I think, in the beginning, but we don't really get any of the rebellion really kind of, we get Kanan and Rex and Ezra a little bit, but it's mainly in how the Imperials work and procedure.
We get
stuff.
Yularen, Price, Liss, Kallus, and Thrawn all in a room talking about who could the spy be.
Yeah.
And we got to figure that out. And I think before Ezra showed up, they were going to do interrogations with Yularen.
Mm-hmm.
And Ezra showed up before that could happen and kind of messed things up.
Yeah.
As far as that goes. But yeah, I gave it an 8 just because I'm very biased. I love seeing Kallus be the spy. I just love Kallus. Initially, season 1, hated the guy.
I think I've been asked this question before. When for you is when you switched over and was like, I just love Kallus? Was it before he defected or after?
It was before. It was, there's multiple instances I can think of. So, the big one is his time with Zeb.
Okay.
I really didn't like him, but after a while, Zeb warmed up to him. And then I was like, okay, now please open your eyes and join our side. Join the fun team.
Yeah.
But there's some other things that he would do where it was almost like, I can't remember what episode, where he's like, the Admiral gets shot out the escape pod because they blow up a ship. He's like, have some trouble, and he's smiling. He's like, yeah, I've dealt with these guys before. Like, you know, most people, it's almost like sort of a respect thing. But yeah, it's those little things like that. I just really enjoy it. And seeing him, like, that's a lot to, like, sacrifice to turn over to the other side. Not just turn, but be on an Imperial ship and feeding information that's incredibly dangerous.
Yeah.
Incredibly dangerous.
So we get that line from Thrawn that says, Fulcrum may prove valuable to the Empire than Kallus ever was. I think there is something to that. So the only reason that Thrawn and some other big baddies, the Inquisitors, have been called is because Kallus kind of failed.
Yeah.
As an agent. And that's sort of his job, is to put down insurgencies and things like that. So I initially thought, okay, he knows. Kallus doesn't know that he knows, and he's going to be fed information that's going to entrap
the rebels.
The rebels.
Can't wait to get more with Thrawn and Kallus, because there's more before we wrap up the season. Can't wait to get to it.
Yeah. But wait, there's more.